the latest on P. Diddy, the sentencing hearing, right?
Yeah, that was going to take place yesterday. They had speculated that they were going to try to push ahead the sentencing hearing after the two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. A guilty verdict came through last week. Just before the hearing was supposed to take place, both sides agreed they're just going to leave the sentencing date where it is right now, which is October 3rd. They didn't give any explanation for that, but Diddy now remains in jail where he's been for the past 10 months until October when they do the sentencing hearing. He could be facing a maximum of 20 years in prison for all of that. So,
celebrities now pitching in to help the victims of that horrible flooding in Texas. Who's getting involved in this?
Yeah, I imagine we're going to be getting all kinds of benefit concerts and things coming out of this. But as of right now, just over the weekend, Shakira pledged the proceeds from her concert that she did July 5th in San Antonio to Catholic Charities there. The Colombian-born singer said she can only think of the families and the immense pain that people are going through right now. That's why she was the first one to step up. Miranda Lambert has a nonprofit organization called Mutt Nation, and she is raising money to help impacted animals and their owners. Maren Morris said she'll be donating to the Texas Hill Country Community Foundation, which supports local efforts there. And country singer Robert Earl Keen said he's going to be doing a benefit concert and donating all of the merchandise sales from his current tour to the area. His daughters once attended Camp Mystic, where 27 campers and counselors have died as a result of that flood. But I'd be shocked if we didn't see many, many others step up, if we didn't see major concerts and, you know, like Live Aid kind of events taking place to benefit this horrific tragedy.
Many people around here still mourning the death of Chicago-born actor Michael Madsen, and they've released more information on this now, haven't they?
Yeah, they released an official cause of death yesterday, which turned out to be heart failure, heart disease, and alcoholism as a contributing factor to it all. They have now closed the investigation on this. They said there will not be a further autopsy. Michael Madsen was found dead at his home in Malibu last Thursday at the age of 67 years old.
A Beatle is 85, Dean.
I can't even get around that concept. That's Ringo Starr, this past Monday, actually, we're a couple of days late in our birthday celebration for him, but Ringo Starr celebrated his 85th birthday in style with Joe Walsh at his side, friends and family all singing happy birthday to him. And then after the celebration, Ringo talked a little about his legacy and his career, and also gave us his signature greeting himself. I can't believe, can you believe it? A Beatle is 85 years old.
I don't want to believe it.
Holy smokes.
Let's talk about what to watch on the stream.
Yeah, lots new this week, including the return of Dexter. Dexter Resurrection takes Michael C. Hall's maniacal character to New York City now. Uma Thurman, Peter Dinklage co-starring. It's on Paramount Plus with Showtime starting on Friday. We have got now on Hulu the gang from the long-running comedy It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia back for their 17th season. Also, there is a brand new comedy that begins tomorrow on Netflix called Too Much, about a woman reeling from a breakup who packs her bags, leaves New York, goes to London, and tries to start over again. On Amazon Prime, the Bausch series is returning with a new spinoff that's called Ballard. There's also a new British comedy called Such Brave Girls, about a single mom who goes from crisis to crisis trying to raise her daughters. Season 2 is streaming now on Hulu. We've got Season 3 of the sci-fi series Foundation, about a band of exiles trying to protect what's left of society from an intergalactic threat. That begins Friday on Apple TV Plus. Tyler Perry's got a new Madea movie that debuts Friday on Netflix, Madea's Destination Wedding. Zombies 4, The Dawn of Vampires, begins Friday on Disney Plus. And there is, actually, this is the one that I'm looking forward to seeing most, that also begins Friday on Disney Plus, called Jaws at 50, The Definitive Inside Story. It's a documentary about the making of, maybe one of the greatest summer blockbusters, the scary movies of all time, Jaws, now celebrating its 50th anniversary. Steven Spielberg was involved in the making of this documentary. Again, it starts Friday on Disney Plus. And also Friday, there is a new docuseries called The Wild Ones, in which experts travel across the globe to find the most endangered species. So look for that.
We watched the Gene Mansfield documentary the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous. Really interesting. Yeah. And well done.
I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Now, were you under the impression that Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident, I had always heard that she had been decapitated in
I remember, and I was bracing myself for that in the documentary. They did not make any mention of that, but I don't think they would have, because, you know, her daughter did the documentary.
Yeah,
I don't know that they dwell on that.
Mariska Hargitay, but you know what? I was talking about that with somebody over the weekend, and you know, it was one of those things. I insisted that it did happen, and the other person insisted it didn't. So, you know, we all got our phones out and checked it out. Apparently, she was not decapitated.
Yeah, that was some story that went around. Mm-hmm. How about that? A crazy rumor before social media.
I can't believe something like that might happen.
This, I wanted to mention this story about Mattel's new Barbie. At first, it seems like a joke, but I think this is probably a good idea, don't you?
Yeah, Mattel is introducing a brand new Barbie doll. I mean, they have 175 different Barbies or Barbie looks, whether it's hairstyles or eye colors or skin tones. They decided to do Barbies who are blind, and Barbies with Down syndrome, and Barbies with hearing aids. And the new one now that is being introduced is Barbie with type 1 diabetes, because Mattel says they want children of all kinds to see themselves reflected in Barbie dolls. So this new doll comes with a continuous glucose monitor, an insulin pump, and a stylish little purse, in which Barbie can put snacks and supplies, you know, that people with diabetes often carry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't see any problem with it. I did this story earlier today, and I got a bunch of emails saying, oh, my, you know, Mattel's gone too far. You know, why do we need to have something like that? But if you've got a kid with diabetes, and diabetes type 1 in particular in this case, I think a child would welcome a Barbie that is like them.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
You better promote this doll when you're doing your your cooking today, your Greek dessert.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we can talk. I mean, we're going to be making a baklava today, which, you know, is maybe the most famous Greek dessert, but may be the sweetest dessert ever in the history of desserts. It's just nothing but honey and sugar and all that.
You got to drown it in coffee or tea or
you
something.
You have to do that. But I've got a couple of Greek grandmas who are going to join me. I've actually never made it from scratch. I watched my mom and grandmother do it a million times, but I've never done it. by myself, but I've got a couple of grandmas today who are going to join me, and we're going to make that on my cooking segment today and some other Creek treats. We'll have a medical staff standing by with maybe we can get some of those Barbie glucose monitors.
In about an hour on WGN TV. Yeah. All right, good luck. Thank you, Dean. Bye.